I could picture him while living, curly hair, smiling lips. I'd seen perhaps a thousand in my hurried southern trips. Then rose a sad little country preacher from a wooden desk. In a manner sort of awkward and continence coquest. And he said, now don't go weeping for this pretty bit of clay. For the little boy who lived there has gone.